Welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Today's story is brought to us by two of our friends, Mateo and Miguel. Hey guys, they sent us an awesome idea for a story and you can too. Just head over to our website, kidshortstories.org. Send us your idea and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. And while you're there, don't forget to sign up for our premium podcast, which we did something amazing last week for our premium members. We hopped onto Zoom for a live Kid Short Stories show with me, and I got to turn their ideas live into something really fun. And then we drew some pictures and had a ton of fun together. So if you want to be on the next live event for Kid Short Stories, it's going to happen next month in February. Make sure that you are a premium member. Go to kidshortstories.org to sign up today. Are you ready for today's adventure? Me too. Let's go. See you next time, Bobo. That was Rocky the Rocket saying goodbye to his alien friend Bobo. Rocky the Rocket and Tren the Train were both very good friends who lived on planet Earth. Rocky and Tren loved to video call their alien friend Bobo, who lived in space. Bobo had never been to Earth before, but they had met a long, long time ago on an adventure to space. Yeah, Rocky the Rocket and Tren the Train, they went to space sometimes to explore and help different aliens. And along the way, they met Bobo. And the three of them became the best of friends. They loved to talk on the phone every day. Rocky the Rocket and Tren the Train had just finished their call with Bobo, and it was time for them to clean their rooms. Rocky and Tren were hard at work picking up all their toys and cleaning up everything, making their bed and making sure all their dirty clothes were put in the dirty clothes basket, and everything was looking great. They were really excited to go play outside, and Rocky and Tren needed to put their jackets on and their shoes because it was a little bit of a chilly day. As they ran outside, they started to have a ton of fun. Rocky the Rocket was really good at blasting off with a big ball. And so he would fly super high with one of these big balls and throw it up in the air. And then it would all the way to the bottom, and Tren the Train had to try and catch it before it hit the ground. That was their one of their favorite games to play, and they were playing that when all of a sudden, bzz, 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 bzz. Hey Rocky, I think Bobo just sent us a text message. Come over here. Rocky and Tren checked their phone, and sure enough, it was Bobo. Bobo needed help. You see, something about Bobo is Bobo flies in a spaceship that does not need gas or electricity. It has a very different kind of fuel. Do you know what fuel is? Yeah, so I bet your grown-up's cars need either two things. One, it might need gasoline, right? So we go to the gas station to fill up our car with gasoline. Or maybe your grown-up's car needs electricity, and so it needs to charge up, right? So that is the energy that the car needs to move. Well, Bobo's spaceship, his vehicle, does not need those two things. Do you know what his needs? Cheese! His spaceship runs on cheese. Yeah, and Bobo, I guess, had heard a story that the moon was made of cheese, and so he was making a special trip to the moon to fill up all the cheese that he needed. But is the moon made of cheese? No, it's not. So Bobo ran out of fuel on the moon, and he doesn't have any cheese anywhere. Rocky and Tren, oh dear, it looks like Bobo has run out of cheese. So let's run inside, grab some cheese, and blast off to the moon, take care of business, help him out, and we'll get back. No worries. Rocky and Tren had helped Bobo before, and this was not the first time that he ran out of cheese. So Tren ran inside to get some cheese out of the refrigerator he filled all of his pockets, which Trent the Train had a lot of pockets, and then met Rocky the Rocket outside. 3, 2, 1, blast off! Rocky and Trent, blasted off to space. They needed to get to the moon as fast as possible before it got too cold for Babo's spaceship to use the cheese. Yeah, you see, the moon can get very, very, very cold when the sun is not shining on it. And they were running out of time before the sunlight would go away. As they were blasting off through space towards the moon, Rocky and Trent... Oh, wait. There it is. They had finally seen the moon. We're getting closer, Trent said. As they carefully touched down on the moon, they started to look around. Oh no, Rocket, I forgot our phone. Oh no, Trent had forgot their phone back on Earth, and so they weren't able to call their friend Babo. How in the world are we going to find him? Rocky said. I guess we're going to have to go exploring on the moon, Trent said. Rocky and Trent spent the next several hours traveling all over the moon as fast as they could, looking for Babo and Babo's spaceship. But they could not find him anywhere. And then Trent had an idea. Hey, Rocky, how about you fly up really high? Maybe you'll get a better view up there, and then maybe you can see Babo. Rocky blasted off the moon and flew up really high, started to look around and... Wait! Hey, Trent, I think I see him! He's over that mountain over there, let's go! Rocky and Trent were running out of time. The sun was starting to set, which means it was about to get very, very cold on the moon. Hey guys, I'm over here! Babo shouted. He was so relieved to see Rocky and Trent coming closer. I've been trying to call you to see when you would get here, but you haven't been answering. Rocky and Trent said, we're so sorry. We actually forgot our phone back on Earth. But don't worry, we brought the cheese. Thank you so much, Babo said, as they loaded up all the cheese onto Babo's spaceship. They started to see... Oh no! The sun is really going down! It's starting to get cold! The cheese is getting icicles on it! We gotta go faster! Rocky and Trent got all the rest of the cheese into the fuel compartment in Babo's spaceship. All right, Babo, we gotta get back to Earth, and you gotta get out of here before it freezes your spaceship! Go, go, go! Babo launched his spaceship and off it went just in time. The sun had set and it was getting very dark. All right, Trent, we gotta get out of here too. Let's go. Rocky and Trent blasted off from the moon. They had to get back to Earth. Whew. That was a crazy adventure, Rocky said. Next time, let's not forget our phone. Yeah, I'm so sorry that happened, Trent said. Well, it all happened so fast, but I'm glad we found Babo and got his spaceship working again. The rest of the day, Rocky and Trent spent at home, playing outside in their backyard. And occasionally they would send a text over to Babo to make sure he was okay. And he sent them a thumbs up. Looks like the cheese was working and his spaceship was blasting off in space again. The end.